If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts. Let's talk about why you need to stop seeking validation from other people and the lessons I learned in that long year of asking people for advice and asking people to validate my ideas. So first and foremost, the most important thing you need to understand is that people will not understand your vision because they cannot see it. You literally cannot take it personal if people don't encourage you, or even if they explicitly discourage you, because they just can't see your vision. Like, I'm sure you can think about a time where somebody told you something about an idea that they had, and whether or not you supported them, you just couldn't get the full picture. So it's like, you just didn't understand. And it's the same thing. Like, typically, it's not even personal. People just cannot see your vision, so you shouldn't take it personal when they don't encourage you or if they discourage you. Like, that's none of your business. Your vision was not given to them. It was given to you. And you will only waste time and effort trying to explain something to other people when they cannot see it. And that will only discourage you even more. The second thing is that if there's any risk involved in your idea and you tell family and friends, sometimes them discouraging you doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad idea. It just means that they might want to protect you because they don't want you to get hurt. For example, if you wanted to be a solo traveler and travel the world and you tell your parents, they might discourage you not necessarily because it's a bad idea, but because they're thinking of everything that could go wrong, like you getting kidnapped or hurt in a foreign country. So they are going to discourage you. But if that's something you feel very strongly in your heart that you should pursue, then their opinion shouldn't matter, because at the end of the day, nobody's going to wake up in your shoes and live your life for you. You are the only one who has to deal with the consequences of your decision and deal with the regret from not making those decisions. And another very, very, very big one that I learned the hard way is that sometimes your family and friends are just not in your target audience. So you can't expect them to understand your idea or even consume the content that you produce. So for example, let's use the same example of the travel blogger, right? Let's say you want to be a solo traveler, travel the world, and start a blog to document all of your experiences. Well, if I'm your friend and I don't even have a passport, would I be checking your blog for the best cafes in Miami or something like that? Like, no, like I could probably share your post on Instagram or something if you have an Instagram. Like, you can spread the word, tell other people, but it's like, if I don't even have a passport and I'm not interested in traveling or going to Miami, then your content is not necessarily relevant to me. So it's nice to support, but if they're not in your target audience, they're not necessarily going to be interested in the idea. So that's just something you have to really keep in mind, because it's so funny because I didn't learn that until a while after blogging. Like, it just doesn't make sense for some people to consume your content. So if you have an idea to do A, B, and C, or have a major career shift that you want to do, whether you want to start a business or whatever it is, if that person is not your ideal customer or if they're not in your target market, then your idea really isn't that relevant to them. So why should they even be validating your idea? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't make sense. So you really just shouldn't even take that personally. And last but certainly not least, if you are seeking validation from other people because under the surface you are just really afraid of failure or even afraid to just start whatever it is you want to do, just remember this. There is too much pain to duck. And that's one of my favorite quotes from Les Brown, who's a motivational speaker. And what it means is that if you are avoiding whatever it is you want to do because you are afraid of the pain of failing, then what is going to happen is that you may not make that decision, but in the end, you will still suffer from the pain of regret. That's basically what he's saying. It's like there's too much pain to duck. If you try to avoid the pain of failure, then you're going to deal with the pain of regret. And on the bright side, whatever it is that you want to do could just be the best decision that you ever make in your life. So focus on that instead of worrying about failing and what people will think. People are not going to live your life for you. People are not going to deal with the pain that you have to deal with. If you're in a situation that you're not happy in and you want to change that, nobody's going to wake up and live your life for you, like I said. So if whatever decision it is that you are hesitant in making is something that you really want to do and you think it's going to change your life, then just do it.